I'm Jim Reed. This is a page from my Red Clay Diary. It's all about life, actually. This entry is called Running Hot and Cold. When life runs hot, I run cold. One good way to survive these oven days is to slip into some cool thoughts. Many years ago, my daughter Margaret and I figured out how to manage our un-air-conditioned home in midsummer. We dug up some old Christmas music LPs and cassettes and pretended it was snowing. It got us through. So, here is a freezing, frozen memory of our Deep South village, not that many Januaries ago. Dear Red Clay Diary, last week seems like a week ago. Wait, it actually was a week ago. Remember how uncharacteristically cold it was in this Deep South city? How blindsided we all were when the sunny South became a deep freeze? When short sleeves and toeless shoes suddenly seemed precisely the wrong things to wear? Here are crumpled notes found in my pockets once the temperature rose a bit. The cold day surrounding us tells its own story, while we attempt to survive being within the belly of this icy beast. Babies' rosy cheeks become chapped. Out-of-shape adults walk the Tim Conway walk to avoid sprains and breaks. A woman sheds tears and wrings her hands out of fear that she won't make it home to warmth and safety. Helpers appear magically out of nowhere, making themselves available to those of us who feel helpless. The snow cushion sounds and makes the world seem tranquil amid the chaos. Some stranded drivers decide to remain calm. Others panic. Others curse. Others just take notes for later stories. The southern tradition of going barefoot suddenly seems a laughable concept. Visiting snowbird tourists wonder at the sunny South they are seeing. Heroes abound. Hospital and nursing home workers, firefighters, self-sacrificing motorists, teachers and school staff, good neighbors, police officers, 911 and crisis center operators, little kids rescuing little birds, city street workers. Caring instantly becomes and trumps selfishness. What lesson did we learn from the Great Disruption? Number one, it doesn't take much to bring out the best in some of us. Two, it's nice to know that people can be kind when given the opportunity. Three, strangers can become lifelong friends in just a few hours. Four, whether we like it or not, we do depend upon each other. There were more lessons learned. Can you add to this list? Perhaps it would be an uplifting exercise for all of us to compile a list of lessons learned. It could always be referred to next time we wonder what this world is coming to.